This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. The mission here on the program is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. We discuss important subjects such as how to remain independent in your own home. We're definitely going to touch on that today. When to consider moving from your home to a senior care community, how to find the right senior care community for your exact needs, how to pay for the high cost to senior care. We will touch on that in the second half of the program. We also review legal issues involving elder law and estate planning, and we review how to care for the caregiver. So if you're listening to the radio currently, you may be streaming us online or listening to a podcast after the fact. Again, thanks so much for being here today. You are appreciated. If you need help from placement services, with placement services from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, or if you want to learn more about the services provided by one of our very knowledgeable guests, you can reach us on our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445, 1-800-331-6445, or visit online at seniorcarelive.com, seniorcarelive.com. Without any delay, would like to introduce to you my special guest today, Mr. Mark Wirth. He's one of the good guys. We're missing the other good guy today, but one of the good guys with Mr. Remodeler. And Mark, thanks for being here today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Steve. Can't believe it's Memorial Weekend already.
That's ridiculous.
It really is.
So tomorrow, it's a tradition every summer on all the 2 3-day weekends, so Memorial Day, Labor Day, and then over July the 4th. Those are my three times guaranteed you will find me with my smoker smoking the heck out of anything that just about everything that doesn't move.
Well, that's good. That's good. I think there's going to be a lot of that this weekend.
Absolutely. I always look forward to doing that. And tell Keith hello. Tell him that we missed him today, but hopefully we'll see him next time.
I will. He's out with little medical leave, but yeah, he'll be back raring to go next month, I'm sure.
That's right. That's right. All right. Very good. So, wish him our best, please.
I will. Thanks.
Okay, so we're talking to Mr. Remodeler today. Always like your Mr. Remodeler. I use Mark Worth and Keith Blay and Mr. Remodeler interchangeably.
Pretty much a generic term.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's interchangeable. But visiting with Mark with Mr. Remodeler today about remodeling your home to age in place. It's just it's a huge need out there with everyone, our entire society aging, and guess what? According to the AARP, 90% of us would prefer to stay in our own home and age in place versus move to a care community. So Mr. Remodeler can definitely help you do that. And what are some of the home modifications that might help someone stay at home and be there safely?
Well, I think that is the key word, is safely. Because safety is a big issue.
Yeah.
If you're not safe in your own home, you're going to end up in a facility one way or the other.
Yeah.
And so that's our main goal, is to keep you safe, whether that be in the bathroom with a low threshold shower or zero entry shower, grab bars, good lighting, you know, kitchen hallway, you know, at night when you're getting ready to go to bed, all of those things, and just being able to get in and out of the house. It kind of all starts at the front door or the garage door, whichever door you come into.
That's right, because you have to be able to get out of your vehicle and then into your home. And if you have physical limitations, that's not a given. That could be a very, very difficult transition. So you may have to have ramps or lifts or maybe some other. So like you said, you have to be able to get in the front door, and then we'll look at in the interior.
Right. And so many times we get calls where either the husband or the wife or whomever, or sometime even a child is been in the hospital, and they're coming home, and they're like, well, how are we going to get them in the house?
Yeah. We haven't thought of that.
Yeah, exactly. And there's things like, you know, you think, well, we'll just put a grab bar by those steps. Well, if you've had open heart surgery or something like that, mm-hmm. you're not supposed to be pulling on things.
Oh, boy.
So now what do we do?
You know?
So it basically, an evaluation when we do it, it basically starts at, okay, you're in the car. How are you going to get from the car into the house?
How are you getting
that
in?
Be a lift, a ramp,
widening the door frames.
Yeah, shortening the steps. I mean, you know, so they're not such large steps.
Mm-hmm.
In the Midwest, where we typically have basements, from our garages, most of us step up into the house.
Yep.
Because the garage is poured at a lower level.
Mm-hmm.
So it does cause a problem right there.
I have three steps into my garage, and because it sits down pretty far. I mean, it's not terrible, but I mean, it's you're not just going to jump up. When it was being built, I couldn't jump up to where the frame was for the door.
Well, and if you've got three steps in the threshold of the door, typically that's about 28 inches.
Yeah, that's
so,
about right. Yeah,
you know, to do a ramp that's roughly, what would that be? Almost a 19-foot ramp in your garage.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to have a landing at the top and the bottom.
There was one of my bays right there.
And then you're looking at a serpentine-type system or something, and that's not practical.
Yep.
So,
yep.
But a ramp outside the house, a lot of times, not practical either. You might have less steps, but then you're out in the elements trying to get in and out of the house.
Oh, boy.
So,
snow, ice, rain, etc.
Right. So then you're dealing with, well, I could slip and fall.
Yeah. Now I'm defeating the purpose.
Yeah, right, exactly. So a lot of times it is a dilemma. It really is.
So if you're wanting to remain independent in your own home, and that's going to take a few home modifications to where you can do that and remain independent safely, which is the key word, reach out to Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049. You can also go online at MRRemodeler. It's, you spell it just like it sounds, MRRemodeler.com. And there are a lot of before and after pictures and just examples of what can be done. And Mark, this business has been, this company has been in business since 1969. Do you know of any other remodeler in our area that even comes anywhere close to that?
Well, most of them are kind of starting to not necessarily really die off, but, you know, we had some of the older companies that have kind of gone away. There's still a few old companies, probably in that same kind of window of time, which says a lot for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you've been doing business since 1969 and with all of the competition of, you know, the neighborhood handyman and some of these free, you know, call, you know, such and such and they'll send someone out and just all of this crazy competition. If you've been in business since 1969, you have done something right and you continue to do something right. One of the things that I love about Mystery Modeler, and you and Keith are sticklers about this, you actually send out a survey to your customers and you ask, hey, how did we do and how can we do better?
Exactly. You know, we're not perfect. And so if there has been a little hiccup or something that we could improve on, we want to know about it. You know, whether it's from the contract, the salesman, the workers who are primarily our own employees, mm-hmm. if maybe they didn't clean up, you know, we want to know those things so that, you know, we can improve.
And you make the adjustment, make the alteration and do a little bit better the next time around. So, I just think that is most companies do not do that. They just move on to the next client. And, that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons that Mr. Remodeler's been around since 1969.
Well, about 60% of our business tends to be referrals or repeat customers. So if you don't take care of them the first time, you're certainly not going to have any of them.
They're not calling you back and they're not referring you to their friends.
No, not at all. And, you know, it truly is all about relationships and we enjoy those relationships.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Mr. Remodeler, you can reach out to Keith or Mark or one of the other great staff at Mr. Remodeler at 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049 online at mrremodeler.com, mrremodeler.com. And, Mark, after the break, I want to talk about if someone gives you a call, let's review the process.
Okay. What can, that'd be great.
A new person, you know, expect on that process. Before we get there, I just have to say a little bit of a pet peeve of mine. I hear some of these commercials of, you know, builders and remodelers, et cetera, saying, if you call today or if you do something, you know, we're going to throw in an extra $5,000 of granite for free, quote unquote, for free.
Not much is free.
And I'm sitting there going, that literally probably is several thousand dollars, quote unquote, for free that they'll just throw in. How much have they overmarked? They've marked up, they must have just this gigantic profit margin built in. So to me, that immediately says we're completely overpriced, but we're going to give you something for free and make you feel better about it.
I don't understand it. I don't.
That is irritating to me.
And what's magical about today?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I always tell people that the only reason to act soon is because the sooner you make a decision, the sooner the project's going to be done.
That's right. That's right. So don't let some offer spur you on to do something sooner than maybe when you need it. So, all right, Mark, we'll get back to the process right after the break.
Sounds good.
All right. But for now, the Senior Care Live question of the week. What does CAPS, CAPS Certified, stand for? A, Carpet and Petroleum Services. B, Certified Aging in Place Specialists. C, Cats and Pigs Services. Who made that up? Or D, none of the above. The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. 6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. It's so easy. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the giant microphone right there on the homepage or the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect and you are in. It'll start streaming to your phone, your tablet, your laptop, your PC, desktop, whatever you have. And it really is that simple. All right. Back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. What does the acronym CAPS, C-A-P-S, stand for? So here are your options. A, Carpet and Petroleum Services. B, Certified Aging in Place Specialists. C, Cats and Pigs Services. Who made that up? D, none of the above. And the answer is B. And Mark, what does that stand for?
Certified Aging in Place Specialist, which is a certification through National Association of Home Builders. And I got that certification probably 8-10 years ago, something like that, which we were doing this type of work prior to that for years.
Yeah.
It just, we didn't know what to call it. So now we do.
That's right. So Mr. Remodeler, been in business since 1969, and you have been doing certified aging in place specialist work for literally for decades before it was cool to be CAP certified. So
exactly.
And again, it's kind of interesting. I mean, lots and lots of people are kind of jumping on that bandwagon. Look at us. We're CAP certified, where maybe it's just a designation or a certification, but you've been walking the walk and talking the talk literally for decades before CAPS even existed. So I just think that speaks volume.
Well, I think it's an enjoyable part of the business as well. You know, helping people is nice.
Absolutely. Reach out to Mr. Remodeler at 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049, online at mrremodeler.com, mrremodeler.com. In business since 1969, they can help you make minor home modifications, or they can help you major home modifications. They can even add, add a room or a big area onto your existing home or anything in the middle, all in an effort to help you age in place, and age in place safely is the key word. So Mark, if someone is listening today and they're like, you know what? Yeah, we need to look into this, and we need to get something going here. Let's call Mr. Remodeler. So they call one of the phone numbers, or they may reach out over the website and you receive a contact. So what's the next step? Just kind of walk us through that process and what someone could expect from Mr. Remodeler.
Well, the first would be a return phone call to set up an appointment, and that is an exact time. It's not the cable TV people of we'll be there between 10 and 2.
A four-hour window.
Yeah, right.
I hate those four-hour windows.
Oh, I do, too. So it is designated time for an appointment. There is no cost for that.
A couple of weeks, I had a four-hour appointment. They were 3 hours late for the four-hour
exactly.
appointment.
That's the thing. They don't even show up in the window. So
that blew my entire day. I was not a happy camper.
That's frustrating.
That. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay.
I'm just whining.
It's all right. It's your show.
Okay. Well, I can whine if I want to.
You're right. If after you call us, I'll set up a time to come out and visit with you.
And that's at no cost.
No cost.
Yep.
No pressure. I tell people be proactive. You know, maybe you're not ready for this now. You know, maybe you have a surgery that's going to happen in a few months, and you know, you need to start thinking about these things, but don't wait till you're coming home from the hospital.
Yeah.
Which we hear that all the time as well.
Sure.
So, but I'll come out and, you know, we touched about a little bit on the last segment. I mean, you know, if you're coming home from wherever, hospital rehab or just on a daily basis, how am I going to get in and out of the car?
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about, you know, whether it be a lift, a ramp, grab bars to help get you up the steps or mm-hmm. whatever the case might be. But okay. then, you've got to be able to get through the door. Standard wheelchair width is, you know, for a normal weight and size person is mm-hmm. 27 inches, and a walker is about 21 and a half. So your front doors typically are 36 inches. Your garage door is at least 32 inches. So mm-hmm. normally you could make that transition into the house mm-hmm. with whatever apparatus you might be using.
Uh-huh.
Now, once you get in the house, everything changes.
Uh-huh.
What are the bedroom doors? Bathroom doors are typically 24 inches wide. So, you know, 27 does not go into 24.
Why are bathroom doors so narrow?
because bathrooms are narrow. Typically,
I don't like that.
No, you know, in the older homes, the bathrooms were typically 5x8. So you've got a vanity next to the door.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you are limited. They make some, you know, some easy alterations in like full extension hinges, which allow the door to fold back, back to
another couple of inches.
Yeah, saves you about an inch and a quarter.
Okay.
You know, but so that's usually not going to take you from not being able to get in to being able to get in, but it might make it more comfortable. For instance, if you got a walker and it's a 24 inch door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same way with a wheelchair, that 27 inches doesn't allow for your hands.
Not going to work.
So if you're maneuvering yourself, you need more space than that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can take care of widening the doors. You know, that typically we got to move a light switch a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's matching finishes, get into floor covering. You know, when you widen the door, there's nothing in the door, you know, at the floor area. So we possibly need to do something with that.
And if you're on carpet, it's a whole lot easier to roll a wheelchair on a hard surface versus carpet.
It can definitely
be done on a carpet,
right,
but it is infinitely easier to roll your wheelchair on a hard surface, tile or hardwood
linoleum. Yeah,
anything hard, much easier. Do yourself a favor and look into that for sure.
Yeah. Well, when you're talking about linoleum, like for instance, Armstrong makes a product called Alterna, and it looks just like tile, but it's a vinyl composite material that can be either grouted or not grouted. We use a lot of that when we're doing like disability type work, simply because if you do slip and fall, it's still going to hurt, but it's a little more forgiving than that hard ceramic or porcelain tile.
Okay. Oh, so, that's nice. That's nice to have some of those options available.
But once we navigate through the doors, you know, we concentrate on the bathroom. That's critical. You know, the kitchen obviously is a big concern as well, but most of the time, if you're in a wheelchair or something, you're going to have some assistance, probably with meal preparation, you know, Meals on Wheels or something. So the bathroom becomes the big thing, and whether we take a tub out, put a shower in, you know, grab bars, handheld shower apparatuses. There's just a lot of options.
So you would come out and evaluate the situation, ask the client what they want, and then come back with a quote or an estimate?
Exactly.
And let me say for our listeners that Mr. Remodeler, they think like I do. This is a no pressure situation. They're going to show you how they can help you. And I think most people are probably going to say, hey, yeah, that looks great. Some people won't, but this is just that you're not out trying to quote unquote close the sale.
Right. Well, the other thing, we are making improvements to the home. So that will help with the resale of the home.
Absolutely. And so if you want to move forward, then it's just a matter of picking out your colors, your choices, your products. And then Mr. Remodeler will schedule the craftsman to come in and install all of that. It's a very smooth process, no pressure. Call Mr. Remodeler and be proactive. I totally agree with that. 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049 online at mrremodeler.com. Mark, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. Good luck with that smoking of the meat.
All right. Will do. Thanks so much. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with family or friends, maybe you just want to go back and hear it again, no worries at all. Go to SeniorCareLive, LIVE.com, click on the podcast tab, and that is where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Just choose the episode that you'd like to hear, click the play button, give it a couple of seconds to fire up, and you can listen to that anytime, 24 hours a day. All right, moving on to my next special guest today, my friend Josh Buffum. He's a reverse mortgage specialist with Community First National Bank. And Josh, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Well, it's good to be here, Steve. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. And we visited about reverse mortgages before, and we're trying to just unpack reverse mortgage, what it is, how it works, and then some of the major advantages of using a reverse mortgage. In the past, we've talked about using a reverse mortgage as cash to pay for things to help you remain independent for as long as possible and age in place safely. But today, we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about using a reverse mortgage for a purchase.
Yes.
So you just call that reverse for purchase?
Right. It's a home equity conversion mortgage used to purchase a home.
So. I have no idea how this works. So tell me what is that, and then how does it work, and some of the advantages, because I really don't understand how that works.
Well, basically, Steve, the amount of equity required to activate the reverse mortgage or the home equity conversion mortgage mm-hmm. is placed down on the home.
Okay.
So, let's say in the example of, say, somebody who's 62, barely qualified, very young for someone who would be doing a reverse mortgage, mm-hmm. they would have to place, roughly 58-59% of the total amount of equity mm-hmm. down.
Right.
So that they could activate the reverse. Mm-hmm. But they would not have to put 41-42% down and still not have a mortgage payment.
Right.
So the reverse would be, in effect, no mortgage payment. You're just paying taxes and insurance, maintaining the property, and you only had to put a portion of your assets down on the property.
And so someone may be thinking, well, how can I come up with that much? Well, usually you're selling one home to move to another home.
Correct. In many cases, people are downsizing, say, from their, from the home they had four bedrooms and kids and, mm-hmm. Multiple levels and that home's just not suited for their lifestyle anymore. It might be just too big. So what they do is they sell that home. A lot of times it's free and clear or near there. And that all that equity that they have is tax-free in most cases. And many times they take all that money and roll it into another home instead of, realizing any kind of investment aspect. If this is going to be your final home, this home that you purchase, you'll never really see the investment aspect of the home.
Right.
And so why not have your money working for you, or at least a portion of that money working for you in some kind of investment tool?
All right. So we're talking with Josh Buffum, reverse mortgage specialist with Community First National Bank. If this is piquing your interest and you're like, now, wait a minute, I didn't realize that you can do that, definitely reach out to Josh at 816-728-2828. Again, that's 816-728-2828. Really easy to remember. And Josh answers his phone. If he misses you, he calls you right back. He's very, very good, very quick to call you back. And he might just catch you on the phone when you call, even if it's not during business hours. He's very good, very attentive, very, just great customer service. And so reach out to Josh and you're like, if I have questions about this, I kind of get it, but I still have some more questions. Call Josh Buffum immediately, and he will help you out. If it's something you want to move forward on, then he'll walk you through that process. So a reverse mortgage, tell me why I would want to do this. I mean, as far as some of the examples or some of the advantages.
Well, number one, obviously you've got more of your asset working for you as far as liquidity. If all your money's tied up in a hard asset, then, you have to sell the house or create some kind of new loan in order to access that money.
Okay.
If you have a good portion of your money still working for you and still available to you in the event you need it, then that can always be an advantage.
And then also on a reverse mortgage, then I don't have a house payment.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Unless you desire one.
Yeah.
Now, obviously you have all the options. You can make an interest only payment and the balance will never go up. You can make a principal payment if you want, like a regular mortgage, or you can just choose not to make a payment whenever you'd like.
Okay. But you have flexibility, you have options at that point.
Correct. One thing I want to stress is that the older you are, the further along in life you are, the less you have to put down in order to activate the home equity conversion mortgage or reverse mortgage on a purchase. So, you know, somebody in their 70s is going to put a significantly less amount down than somebody in their early 60s.
So early 60s, what's the percentage?
It's roughly 41-42% is what you'll be able to retain.
Okay.
You know, but you'll only have to put down 58-59%
okay.
in order to have no mortgage payment and only pay taxes and interest, just like it's free and clear.
And then have the enjoy the advantages of the reverse mortgage.
Correct.
Yep. Okay. And then if you're a little bit older, then you have to put down less?
Less and less. So the older you get, the less you have to put down in order to activate the reverse. You know, obviously it's based on life expectancy. And so, you know, the less life expectancy you have, the less you have to put down.
Yep. Okay. No, that makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. If you have questions about reverse mortgages and then how to use them in the ways that we've discussed on the program before, or this new, it's not a new concept. I guess it's new to me. and I think it might be new to a lot of the listeners too. A reverse mortgage for the purchase of a new home. Contact Josh Buffum right away, 816-728-2828, 816-728-2828. He's with Community First National Bank. He is a reverse mortgage specialist. He knows his stuff, and he can help you in Kansas or Missouri. If you know someone in another state, Josh, are you licensed in all the states? Or
all 50 states.
All 50 states. How about that? So, again, 816-728-2828. And you're right. My wife and I, we're not there yet. My daughter just graduated high school last weekend, and man, that was just awesome. That was a very proud. That was one of those big milestones.
Congratulations! Well,
and you know, because you've been there and done that, right?
Right. I'm all in college now.
Yeah. There you go. And then we still have
the same time.
Oh boy. Yeah. Ouch. I'll be there in 3 years. So our triplet boys are freshmen. So they'll be graduating high school in about 3 years. But my wife and I, we're already talking about this because she's a nurse. I work in senior care. So we look way down the road, very far ahead. And she's like, you know what? She said, when the kids are out and gone, you know, we need to sell the house. I mean, it's not a giant mansion, but I mean, it's two stories. So you've got stairs everywhere. You got four bedrooms. You got just all this space. We will not need it. We will not use it. And we're definitely going to downsize and buy a ranch style house. And I may even have it ADA accessible, like right out of the gate, just so that we can age in place there and just literally just not have to worry about anything. And that's a perfect use for this reverse for purchase.
Yeah, most families that I encounter, the kids really aren't interested in the parents' home. They're interested in the parents', you know, safety and health and well-being. So it can be a good tool, the reverse for purchase, for just basically maintaining your financial health. Even for people who are wealthy and have a lot of assets, the reverse for purchase can still be a great tool.
And I love the options. Like you said, you can make a payment or a small payment. You can pay interest only, or you can make no payment at all. And if you don't need the access to those funds today, you may need access to those funds 6 months or 6 years from now. You have some options to work with.
Correct.
All right. Josh Buffum, reverse mortgage specialist with Community First National Bank at 816-728-2828. That's 816-728-2828. And do you work with a lot of clients on a reverse for purchase?
You know, not as much as you'd think. And that's the one reason why I've been out, you know, talking about it is because I feel like it's an underutilized financial tool. You know, just being able to have more house, it could be just a simple reason. You know, you may only have, say you only have $150,000 to spend on a house. Well, that's not going to get you much house, especially in Johnson County.
Right,
so,
right.
But you might be able to get a $300,000 house with a reverse for purchase. And that may give you all the comfort you need and still not have a payment.
Because you're coming in with that percentage of equity to buy a larger home.
Correct.
See, now I hadn't thought of that either. That's why I'm legit when I say, hey, I'm not sure exactly how this works.
It may not be a larger home, Steve. It may be a home that just is maintenance provided and like has all the amenities like you're speaking of.
Perfect.
And it may have some costs associated with it that, you know, drive it up.
That's right. And that's a great point, too. Maintenance free, and you don't have to worry about all these things. And again, you're aging in place. You have access, et cetera. So you could use a reverse for purchase to buy maybe a more expensive home with some of the bells and whistles and services already added. Hadn't thought of that either. Josh, thanks so much for coming in today and talking about a reverse for purchase. If you're one of our listeners and you're like, you know what, that makes a lot of sense, I want to learn more about it, reach out to Josh Buffum at 816-728-2828. 816-728-2828. And Josh, thanks so much for coming in today and touching on this this new way to utilize a reverse mortgage.
My pleasure, Steve.
All right. We'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Just want to thank Josh Buffum for coming in today. That kind of blew my mind because I really didn't know about a reverse for purchase. And then one of the key points there is that, you know, what if you're selling your home, and his example was that you had $150,000 to work with, but what if what you're looking at costs more than that? Maybe $250,000. That would be enough of a percentage to do a reverse for purchase, actually get more house for your money. And what if you are aging in place, and what if you want a ranch style house or maybe one of the maintenance free homes, which I think looks really attractive, where you don't have to mow and scoop snow and do some maintenance and that sort of thing, but it's more than $150,000. Well, you could do that. So you're not buying a bigger home, you're just buying a more expensive home that maybe have some services and some things going for you, and you could do that. So that was awesome. And then want to also thank Mark Wirth, the good guy, one of the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, and want to wish Keith to get well soon, and Keith should be back on next time around. So thanks to Mark and Josh for being here today.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. Been hearing about this one again. So I've talked about it, but it's been a long, long, long time. I want to warn you about a document, and I'm telling you right now, don't sign it. Do not sign this document. It is called a negotiated risk agreement. And you're like, okay, so Steve, what's that? A negotiated risk agreement. What this is if your elderly loved one is living in a senior care community, I probably see these more often at the assisted living level of care. A negotiated, but it could be at any level of care, but most frequently seen, at least as far as I've seen it, at the assisted living level. The negotiated risk agreement says that you do not hold the senior care community, the assisted living facility, you hold them harmless, or you do not hold them responsible for, falls. As an example, that's a pretty common example, actually. So they'll say, you know what, your mom or your dad, they're just falling too much. We don't have the staff to handle them, or to, you know, provide enough eyes on or enough assistance to keep them from falling. They're too high of a risk. So here are your options. You can move out and find another place to live. Or if you want your mom or dad to live here, just sign this negotiated risk agreement saying that we're not responsible for the results of your mom or dad falling. And I'm like, no. No, and no, thank you. No, thank you. So what if, and guess what? A lot of people are like, oh man, it was so hard to find a place. And we looked at so many places, and this one's worked out pretty well with a few issues, especially this falling frequently. But we don't want to do all that again. We don't want to move dad again. We don't want to move mom again. So yeah, give me your paper and I'll just sign it. I'm telling you, don't sign it. Do not sign it. If you're being asked to sign a negotiated risk agreement, what is that telling you? Now, this is really kind of a symptom. What is the actual issue? The actual issue is that they cannot meet the needs of your elderly loved one, period. And you know what? It may not even be their fault. Maybe your loved one has just really outgrown the level of care provided by that particular provider. And it happens. It happens. Especially in assisted living, where assisted living is not a standardized model. I talk about this all the time. Where some assisted living communities are very light on the care and the assistance provided. Some assisted living facilities are very heavy on the care that they provide and everything in between. So you may be going to assisted living facility saying, well, wait a minute. Now this other place can do this, but you can't do it. So they're all different. And so your loved one may be right now, maybe in an assisted living facility, assisted living community, and maybe they're starting to have more falls, more frequent falls than the staff or the management there are comfortable with. Well, what that's telling you is they're not providing enough assistance or enough supervision or enough staffing or just flat out not providing enough care to meet the needs of your elderly loved one. What that's telling you is it's time to move. That's what that's telling you. So if I had my parent in an assisted living community and they're wanting me to sign this negotiated risk agreement, if I sign it, then I'm completely taking them off the hook. I'm relieving them of their responsibility to take care of my mom or my dad, my spouse, my loved one. And that's not part of the deal, in my opinion. When you move there, you're paying a lot of money for the staff to take care of your loved one. The last thing you want to do is to relieve them of this responsibility. It sounds like I'm being hard on the communities and on the management staff. I'm not. I'm just saying I don't like these things. That's the last thing I would do is sign a negotiated risk agreement because I want them responsible. I want them doing their job because that's, frankly, that's the business that they're in, and frankly, that's what I'm paying $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month. That's what I'm paying them for, is to properly take care of my loved one. So if you're being asked to sign a negotiated risk agreement, what that's really telling you is they can no longer meet the needs of your loved one, and it is time to move. Okay, and I'll talk to you right out just in a minute about what you can do about that. But the bottom line is, in my opinion, you should never, 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 ever sign a negotiated risk agreement.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So what do you do? It's time to look for another place. And with Senior Care Consulting, we can definitely help you through that process. If it was really painful, it took you 50 to 100 hours, which is commonly reported to me with Senior Care Consulting. With our service, you're through this process in literally a few hours, 4 or 5 hours, and you are finished. That's because we do almost all of the work for you and on behalf of you and your family. We'll get you through the whole process, and we're done in a partial day. 1:15, 1:30, we're finished. So it's a huge time saver. We deliver a wealth of information to help you make an informed decision. Give us a call if you're being asked to sign a negotiated risk agreement and you're like, you know what, we need to look for another place that's a better fit, maybe a higher level of care. 913-945-2800. seniorcareconsulting.com, 913-945-2800. We'd be happy to meet with you, offer a free consultation, and help you find a better fit. All right, to everyone listening, I'm so honored you spent part of your day tuning into the program. Thank you so very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.